God, and by Brother Max Showalter. We have Central Vac now that works up in this sanctuary in the halls, and he's put Central Vac in the basement and in the sanctuary here for us. And thanks God for Max Showalter. He just we just got a couple fire dampers put in, but he ran the heating and cooling downstairs, so that heating and cooling is just about complete. Amen. Which is a big accomplishment in a building. So we give God praise and glory. Amen. How many are ready to get a word from the Lord today? Amen. Amen. Let's turn with me to Ephesians 1. And Ephesians 1. You know, last week, I spoke to you about the realm of reality was the title of the message. And the psalmist said, I will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. And the reality was the fear of the Lord. The reality was to reverence him, to honor him. The realm was, as children of God, we walk in the realm of blessing. I will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The reality was, having an ownership mentality. You know, Jesus said this. He says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The psalmist says in Psalms 37:29, he says, you shall inherit the land. And as men and women of God, God desires for you and I to have an ownership mentality. When we have an ownership mentality, we look at things in a different way. When something that belongs to you and you own it, there's a different perspective to it than something that doesn't belong to you. Amen? So what we're talking about and what we're going to continue is in that arena today. So if you're with me in Ephesians 1, I believe that I'm going to begin to read with verse number 11, which says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, and whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Today I want to focus your attention to verses 13 and 14 for the message today. It says, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. You know, it's kind of interesting. He says, after that you heard, after that you believed, you were sealed with that. With that. That being the Holy Spirit. This is that we're going to talk about today. The title of this morning's message is After That. After That. And the three things I want to share out of the text today is the sealed deal, the earnest deposit, and the inherited destination. How many know that you're destined for greatness? Amen. Amen. As children of God, we're destined for greatness. So can we lift the word in the house today, and can we come in alignment and make an agreement together on God's word? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have what God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. Lord, speak to me, your servant. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for speaking to me this day. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent this word here to accomplish what you sent it to do. Now, Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me, a vessel for your glory. May the hearers of your word be edified. May they be encouraged. May they be comforted by the preaching and teaching of your word. And when all is said and done, all glory and all honor and all praise will be to you alone. For you're the only one that's worthy of our praise. And we'll never cease to give you the glory for this. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, he says, after that ye heard the word of truth. After that you believed. You know, the Bible says, if faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So today we believe that there's going to be an increase of faith. Faith grows in measures. And as God's word goes forth, it accomplishes something every time it is spoken. And God desires to accomplish something in this house today. He desires to accomplish something in every heart and every life of every last one that's gathered here today. God does not want to leave anyone out. Everyone is important to him. You have value and you have purpose. So if we look at this verse, he says it's a sealed deal. He said, after that she heard the word of truth, and after that she believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Look to the one next to you and say, it's a sealed deal. You know, when you look at this word seal, in the Greek it comes from the Greek word spragizo. I'm pronouncing that right. Spragizo. It's spelled spragizo. It's pronounced spragizo. Spragizo. And spragizo is to be stamped. It's sort of like when my wife and I took our vows together in marriage. We sealed our marriage with a kiss. It was the signature. It's like when you enter into a contract or you enter into agreement, when you sign your name, it's the seal, it's the agreement. And he said that he has sealed us with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. In other words, go with me to Luke chapter 15 and let's see how Jesus expresses this and explains this in the story of the prodigal son. How many know that everyone in the room was a prodigal son or daughter at one time? You still may be a prodigal son or daughter, amen? And what I'm talking about, one of the definitions for a seal is like a signet ring. A signet ring in the Old Testament and in the days of old, a signet ring was like a signature what gave you rights now and in the future. By this signet, that was a signature. You went and you bought goods and you went and shopped and you stamped your signet or your ring. And so God has said to you and I that he has given us a seal, that he has given us a deposit. And in chapter 15 and verse number We find that, and we'll go to verse 17, but we find that the prodigal went out and wasted his substance on riotous living, the Bible says. But the Bible says that when he came to himself, amen, he had to have an understanding, he had to come to revelation. When he came to himself, he said, how many of them, the hired servants of my fathers, have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against thee. So in other words, what the Lord is saying for each and every one to receive this seal, the inherited seal, is, hey, the Bible says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So we find that this prodigal had to come to himself. He had to come to his father, and as he came to his father, he came to his father, he didn't think he was worthy. I want you to understand, it isn't about you, it's about him. You know, the devil wants you to feel that you're not worthy of the things that God has in store for you. It's not your righteousness, it's his righteousness. You know, the Bible says our righteousness is like filthy rags. God wants you to know that we're worthy through what Christ did, not what you and I did. And what I'm talking about again is the seal. It's a sealed deal. Amen? And so he said, I will rise and go to my father, and I will repent. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet afar off, his father saw him and ran to him and fell on him. And said, and when he had committed it, when he confessed to his father said to the servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and the ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. In other words, cover him with the robe of my son's righteousness. Give him the signet, the seal, the ring of the inheritance of the and rights to the kingdom of God, and have his feet, shoes on his feet. You know, the Bible says our feet are to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So all of a sudden, we find that in this illustration of the prodigal is a representation of each and every one of our lives and how we are blessed as children and not servants. I'm a child of God. I serve him, but he looks at me as a son. And he looks at you as a son. He looks at you as a daughter. You know, and one of the things that really speak to me, he says, after that they believed, you were sealed. In other words, these two work hand in hand. In other words, you can't be sealed with the spirit of promise without believing. You can't believe without hearing. Amen? So when you hear, the Bible says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Amen? So as this word is going forth, God wants to establish something in your hearts and lives. Remember where our thought is. Ownership mentality, recognizing who we are in Christ Jesus. Amen? God's wanting to establish some boundaries so we understand who we are. Amen? And what we're entitled to. I don't know about you, but I'm entitled to a lot of things. He said, so turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy 1. The Apostle Paul, he says, they believed and you received. They believed and received. Believe, receive. Hear, believe, receive. Hear, believe. After that, she heard. After that, she believed. You received that. That Holy Spirit of promise. The Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, he said, for the which cause I suffer these things, nevertheless I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. He said, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, and faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, it's a sealed deal. The Word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, I'm a word man. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 20, it says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and have anointed us is God, who have also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. That word earnest comes from the Greek word arabon. Arabon is spelled A-R-R-A-B-O-N, arabon. Arabon means deposit. So if I read this in the English language, it says, given the deposit of the Spirit in our hearts. In other words, after that ye heard, after that you believed, amen? And when I believed, I was purchased, and God gave me a deposit on the purchase. He purchased me on the cross of Calvary. I am no longer mine. I belong to him. I'm his purchased possession. I belong to him. So he gave me a deposit. The deposit was the Holy Spirit. He said in our text today, he said, which is the earnest of our inheritance, or the arabon, or the deposit of our inheritance. Now let me say this to you. This is the earnest deposit. The earnest deposit. Now if I was to go to buy a piece of property, and I put a down payment on the property, and I was making payments on the property, right? And all of a sudden, once I purchased that property, what happened? I took possession. Even though I had a lien on the property, it wasn't completely paid for yet. It wasn't completely finished. By my deposit and by my agreement, I got the use of the property. It became mine to use, and as I keep up with the agreement. Jesus, God, purchased you and I through his Son, Jesus Christ, and he gave you and I a Holy Spirit as a deposit to remind us who we belong to. Amen? In other words, the Spirit of God is in you and I, and the Spirit is in there to remind you and I every day who I belong to. That I'm a son of God, that he's purchased me, that I belong to him. And just as you expect to take advantage and live and reside in the home that you purchased, God desires to live and reside in the vessel that he's purchased. He longs for us to be in him and him in us. Amen? And that's what the apostle is saying here. So look with me in Romans 8. Romans 8, verse 16. The Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest or the arabon expectation or the positive expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. And in other words, we have been purchased because we heard. After that we heard. After that we believed. Then we were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, the deposit that's within us. Amen? So he says in Galatians 4, according to God's word, he says that because you are sons, God has sent forth his Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, listen to me, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, than an heir of God through Christ. Amen. God wants us to understand who we are. God wants you and I to realize that we are a peculiar treasure to him, that we're a chosen generation, that we're a royal priesthood, that we're a holy nation, that we're a peculiar people. Amen. That we should show forth the praises of him that called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, who at one time were not a people, but now are the people of God. Amen. Amen. In other words, if I get this ownership mentality, I'm going to look at things differently. I'm going to see things in a different light. I'm not going to be looking out of my natural eyes as much as I'm going to look out of my spiritual eyes. I'm going to recognize that he that is in me is greater than he that is in this world. Amen. And I got to have this by revelation. If I don't have revelation, I'm walking in confusion. If I walk in confusion, there's every evil work. In other words, God wants to give us revelation. The revelation is the light, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened that we know. Amen? Amen. In other words, when I'm walking now, I'm walking in newness of life, not because I can do it, but because God did it. When Jesus said it was finished, he completed it for me. I'm just entering into his finished work. You know, I couldn't do it. You can't do it. But we can do all things through Christ Jesus that does what? That strengthens us. He is our strength. He is our way maker. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we're looking to him, we're seeing this. He says, hey, after you heard, after that you heard, after that you believed, you were sealed with that, with that. Say, the Holy Spirit, this is that. The Holy Spirit, this is that. This is that. This is the that he's talking about. Turn with me to Romans 5, and just to clarify what I just said. You heard, you believed, you were sealed. The Word of God says in Romans 5, 1, he said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulations work in patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God was shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. I was just listening to Brother Andy this morning. Andy, right? I was listening to Brother Andy. You don't mind? I was just going to put you out here, and it's okay. I put out, Andy said he just went, in December, he went through the flu bug. He got sick. But he had an opportunity to spend some time in rest. He had some opportunity to spend some time to reflect. And even when the enemy brings these things and brings these trials and these tribulations in our lives and these things come our way, tribulation is going to work some patience. Patience is going to bring some experience. Experience is going to bring us some hope because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. Amen. In other words, the adversary tries to steal your identity. Amen. You've got a new identity. You're not the same person anymore. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In other words, I'm not that old man. That old man died on October the 12th, 1997. I became a new creation in Christ Jesus. I had to let the old stuff die and let the new stuff arise. Amen. By what? By the Holy Ghost. Because I've been sealed. And you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And that's the earnest expectation, or that's the deposit, the earnest deposit. Amen? In other words, God gave me a deposit. He gave me ownership. He called me a son. He gave me all rights to the kingdom of God. Amen? He didn't leave nothing out. Then he said in verse number, until... which is the earnest or the deposit of our inheritance. Amen. Don't you think it's better for our children? Maybe we ought to learn this as parents, that instead of just leaving stuff to our children in the will, giving them rights to use stuff before we die. See, in other words, God says, this stuff isn't just for you when you get to heaven. It's an earnest deposit of your inheritance. Amen. In other words, hey, you got some future, but you got a present too. You got a now. You got a now. He said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. And he said that till unto the redemption until the redemption of the purchased possession. Who is the purchased possession he's speaking about? You and I. He bought us. I belong to him. In other words, he bought me. He didn't buy me as a slave. He purchased me as a son. Hello?
Amen.
Hello? In other words, as a son, I want to honor my father. My father honors the son too. And my father's given me blessings. Not only now, but the future to come. Right now, as children, even in your daddy's house, if you're still living in your daddy's house, he's providing for you. He's seeing to your needs. And then one day he expects you to see to your own needs and to create your own family, but they're seeing to your needs. And that's the way the Father is. You see, in other words, he gave us the benefits of the kingdom now, not just when we get to heaven. So turn with me, and this last point I want to make is the inherited destination. Amen? When he said here the purchase, the redemption. Redemption comes from the Greek word apolytrosis. It's spelled A-P-O-L-Y-T-R-O-S-I-S, apolytrosis. It's the way it's pronounced. And apolytrosis is ransomed in full. It's sort of like that house that you made a deposit on, and maybe you're making payments to the bank. When the payments are made in full, all of a sudden you get the deed, the clear deed. It's been ransomed in full. It's been paid for in full. So look with me in Acts chapter 20, and let me illustrate this a little bit. Are you with me? Are we together? Hope I'm not confusing anyone. In Acts chapter 20, verse number 28, the Word of God says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he had purchased with his own blood." The church being you and I. "For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of yourselves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that in the space of 3 years I cease not to warn you, warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance amongst them which are sanctified," which are sanctified, which are set apart for the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
In other words, until it's a ransom full. In other words, when Paul was standing before King Agrippa, in Acts chapter 26, this is what we're here to do. This is what the church, Jesus gave Paul, the Apostle Paul, instructions. He gave instructions in verse number 18 of Acts 26 to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that we may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance amongst them which are sanctified by faith that is in me, or that is in Christ Jesus. Amen? So what are we here today to do? To open our eyes. He's here to turn us from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, so that we may receive forgiveness of our sins and an inheritance amongst them which are sanctified in Christ. Amen? And in other words, what God's saying to you and I, he says, after that you heard the word of truth, did you believe? And if you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is an earnest of your inheritance until the redemption and the or until the full manifestation. In other words, we're the purchased possession of God. We're on this earth, but we're not of this world. I've said it before, we're heavenites. But you know what really blows my mind? You know what really blows my mind? I see it so much. The body of Christ can believe God for the future in heaven, but can't believe him for today. I can have faith to believe him for my future, but I don't have faith to believe him for my day, today. Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. What God has said, do you believe that I am the God of today? Do you believe I'm the Lord that healeth thee? Do you believe I'm the Lord that provides for you? Do you believe that I'm the Lord that's always there? Amen. In other words, what he is saying to you and I, it's about today. It's about today. You know, I go, one day, Pastor, I'm going to go to heaven. No, it's going to be beautiful. God made it beautiful today. God made everything beautiful in its time. Amen. God created you beautiful. He created you whole. There wasn't nothing broken in you when God created you. This world and sin and disease has corrupted what God created perfect. You and I got to get into a mentality that God's the God of today. Amen. He said when he gave us the seal, it was for now. I'd hate to go ahead and buy a car and put a deposit on a car and make payments and not be able to use the car. And I know, even in that car, if I get that car, man, I'm covered with full insurance. I have full coverage insurance because it's not all the way mine yet. All right? So I have collision insurance. And I know that anything that happens to that car, it's covered. God has covered you with his inheritance insurance policy. Amen? Amen? We are covered by the blood of Jesus. God wants you and I to have an ownership mentality. He wants us to have a reality and a realization of who we are in Christ. Man, we're more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors. We're more than conquerors. God said, he said this to you. He said in Acts 1:8, he said, but you shall receive power after that. What that were we talking about? The Holy Ghost. How many in here are at the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. We're to be witnesses unto him in both Jerusalem and Judea and all Samaria and all the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. 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 I already said it before. Hey, come and join the moaning and groaning club. We're not the moaning and groaning club, guys. Amen. Amen. We're the righteousness of Jesus Christ. God calls us kings and priests. He calls us sons and daughters. He wants you to understand that he has sealed you. That he has sealed you with the Holy Spirit of promise. That's the deposit. That's the deposit. That's the earnest deposit of your inheritance. That means not only that, you get the benefit now, but you get the benefits hereafter. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Rather absent or present, you belong to the Lord. Amen. So we have an inheritance. Amen. I don't know about you, but I think it's time for us to start praying the prayer of Jabez and start taking back some new territory. We need to pray to God to expand our coast. We need to extend our tent pegs a little bit. We need to start taking back some things that the adversary has stolen that belong to us, and we've given them up because we had a renter's mentality instead of an owner's mentality. Amen? In other words, when we have an owner's mentality, we see things that belong to me. I don't know about you, but when I own something, I have a problem when someone comes and tries to take my rights from me. When somebody comes to kind of interfere with my rights as owning something, That bugs me. And you and I ought to be bugged when the adversary tries to come in and steal our rights. Amen. We're talking about equal rights in this world. You've got some special equal rights as a child of God. Amen. You and I have rights to things. We ought to learn everything that we have rights to and take it back. I believe we give the enemy too much room. Amen. We give them too much territory and too much room. I think it's time for us to start taking back some things that belong to us. Amen? Amen? Can we take some things back? Do you understand? Do you get what God's saying to you today in closing? He's saying, hey, church, it's a sealed deal. It's sealed. It's a sealed deal. I've given you the earnest of the deposit of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you have an inherited destination. Amen. I don't know about you, but God says you're destined for greatness. Now you say, well, it's not just about greatness, but if he says, if he calls me king and a priest, that speaks something to me. That speaks of someone that's under authority. Someone that walks with the authority of God. And what happens, church, is the adversary wants you to feel that you're not worthy. And the key is, the truth of the matter was, we really never were. We're entering into the finished work of Jesus Christ. It's his righteousness, not mine. It's his righteousness, not yours. That's why he says to you and I in the closing today that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In other words, when we call out to his name, he is faithful. Just like that prodigal. See, that prodigal had drifted away from the Lord. He had got to a place and he sensed that he needed to go back to his daddy. That's where his answers were. And as he returned to his father came running to him. You have to understand something. This prodigal was in the pigsty. This prodigal stunk. And the father came running to him and wrapped his arms around him. He said, hey, you're my son. Bring me the robe. Bring me the ring. Bring me some shoes for his feet. Let's kill a cow and have a party. Because my son was dead and now he's alive. He was lost, but now he is found. And the Bible says there's a celebration in heaven over one that returns back to his father. Hallelujah. God wants to celebrate you. God wants to celebrate me. The angels want to celebrate in heaven. I believe there's a celebration when we get to the place where we recognize who we are. Amen? Bow your heads and let us pray.